Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, tonight in Proverbs 4, we're going to continue on this series we're calling The Wisdom of God. And this may be our last session on this. The Lord's dealing with me about some other things. Last for right now. Because the wisdom of God is so vital, so important, that, we're not through with that. But I am so pleased at just what studying these things has done for me and helped me. The wisdom of God is just more real to me than before. I'm seeing things I wasn't seeing. And I believe the wisdom of God is increasing in us.
Yes, it is.
Would you say amen?
Amen?
In Proverbs 4, down in verse 5, he said, get wisdom. Get understanding. Who's the understood subject?
You.
You get wisdom. You get understanding. The Lord tells you to do it, then what should you do? You should get it. Well, it must be available. Or he wouldn't tell us to get something that wasn't available. Or wasn't available yet. He'd say, well, okay, as soon as I make it available, get it. Now, if he says get it, what does that mean? If Ma rings the dinner bell and goes, come and get it, what would you suppose? It's on the table. Right? Ready. Well, wisdom is ready for us. We're not waiting on that. Understanding is ready and available to us. We're not waiting on God to give it to us. And so it would be inappropriate to beg God month after month to give you some wisdom and think you're waiting on Him. Because He could have just as easily said, beg me. Couldn't He? See, people rewrite the Bible, don't they? They say, well, yeah, I know it said that, but you know it means this. We just have to ask Him, and when He gets ready to give it to us, in His own good time and in His own good way, He will, if He wants to. Well, why didn't He say that? Why didn't He say it then? Beg me for wisdom, and when I get ready to, if I want to, I'll give you some. Why didn't He just say it like that? Now, I'm not just saying that for this passage of Scripture. You do understand people do that with the Bible all over the place. No matter what it says, they won't explain it away so that no faith is required, no responsibility for us at all. It's just all up to God if and when He decides to. Well, why didn't He say it like that? Because it's not true. He said it the way He intended to say it, the way He meant to say it. And that's how it is. Which is what? Get it. Get it. Then if we don't have it, why? Because we didn't get it. Is it His fault?
No,
because He told us to get it. Right? Could we have gotten it? Obviously could have, because He said get it. He wouldn't have said get it if you couldn't get it. So for these weeks now, we've been what? We've been getting it. We've been getting it. Getting what? Getting our wisdom. Laying hold of it by faith. Endeavoring to understand more about it. And we're not just teaching and preaching on the subject. We're believing as God unfolds the Word to us, this comes into us. And as we receive this, it comes into us stronger. And is growing and increasing like the mustard seed. Even if it started small, expanding and expanding and expanding until it becomes a great tree. He said, get wisdom. Get understanding. Don't forget it. Don't decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not. She'll preserve you. Love her, she'll keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all your getting, get understanding. What's the recurring thought here? Get it, get it, get it, get it. Somebody say, okay. I'm getting it. We found out that wisdom literally means, if you look up the words, it means skill. And in looking to understand why he would say skill, it's the skill in mastering living, mastering life, living life as God intended, living life up to God's standard. It requires the wisdom of God to live life the way God intended. And we saw that foolishness is the opposite of this, and it has to do with being unaware, being heedless, not having a clue. Fools are continually surprised. Why'd that happen? The wise man sees what's coming. The wise man thinks about, if I do this, then this is going to happen. And if I keep doing this, I'm going to wind up here. Amen. And so if it's bad, the wise man will go, so we're not going to do it.
Yeah, right.
There is no wisdom in sin.
Amen.
There is no wisdom in sin. Anybody that would have enough wisdom and understanding and discernment to look at sin. I don't care if you're talking about lying, talking about stealing, talking about committing adultery. I don't care what you're talking about. If you would look at it, instead of just yielding to your flesh, you go, okay, all right, I want to do this. My flesh wants to do it bad. But if I do, then what comes next? And then what comes next? The wisdom that will see the progression and where it's going, the wise man or woman will go, mm-mm, nope, I ain't doing that. It ain't worth it. But a fool just doesn't even think about that and just blares into something. And finds out later, oh, I shouldn't have done that. That's a fool. Not Faith Life Church people. We have the wisdom of God. We have gotten and are getting our wisdom. So God's helping us. We're thinking and contemplating and looking and asking Him before we speak, before we leap, before we do. He said, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. And how many of them?
All.
Every one of them. And He shall direct your paths.
Amen.
You'll be walking and operating in wisdom. So we talked some about what wisdom is and what it's not. We also talked about the beginning of wisdom. How that you must hunger for wisdom. And we saw that wisdom is crying out for us. And we must cry out for it. And seek it. It must be something precious to us. That's why we spent week after week. We're after this. It's precious. Why we're not spending the time on something else. It's so important. We saw that you got to be teachable. You got to receive correction. You got to watch your words. We saw that if you walk with wise people, you'll be wise. If you hang out with fools, you'll pay for it. We saw that there is the counsel of the godly and there is the counsel of the ungodly. We saw there is something called a devilish wisdom. And it's up to us which one we receive, which one we reject. Of course, the more you know the word, the quicker you identify godly counsel or ungodly, because godly counsel is going to sound like this book. It's from the same source. It's from the same author. And if it contradicts this book, it couldn't be godly wisdom. Couldn't be godly counsel. We talked about the wisdom of Daniel. How Daniel had an excellent spirit. And how that the spirit of excellence is the spirit of wisdom. And sometimes people talk about the spirit of excellence, and in their mind, it just means doing things the best you know how. And there's an element of that, but really it goes far beyond that. Doing things with the spirit of excellence, as is mentioned in the scripture, means doing things by the spirit of wisdom. And again, that's beyond the best you knew. Did you hear me now? You didn't know how to do it, and then God showed you His way, which was so much higher than your way. And it was the more excellent way. And now you can do it in a way that really properly represents Him. and do it in the way that it should be done, how are you able to do it so excellently? By the wisdom of God. He showed you how to do it. Can you see that? We talked about that. We camped on that. We talked about wisdom and riches. We saw that when wisdom comes, it literally comes hand in hand, right? With longevity and wealth. That's not our talking. That's not charismatic talk. That's not word of faith talk. That's Bible talk. So, man, if you're interested in living a long time, you want to find out about wisdom. Interested in prospering, you want to find out about wisdom. Now, we've talked about discerning what is good, discernment. We're going to talk more about that tonight. And last time we talked about wisdom and waste, which still has to do with discernment. Go with me, if you would, to Philippians. Philippians, the first chapter. He said, Philippians 1:9, he said, "This I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment." We've been talking about wisdom and understanding and discernment. What does discernment mean? What is discerning? Just the word difference. People attach all kind of goofiness to "I've got discernment. I have spiritual discernment." And a lot of times they'll roll their eyes back in their head and or give you the eye. I have discernment. And a lot of folk have the gift of suspicion. Got nothing to do with God and are just weird. But there's cure for that. I mean, if you've been weird, don't be depressed. You can get healed and delivered and be wise. A lot of times people have been goofy just out of ignorance, just didn't know any better. And sometimes people are goofy because they're unteachable. They have been taught better, but they wouldn't receive it. They think they know it all, and they think they're the only ones that know the Holy Ghost. And that's why people stay goofy.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled "The Wisest of All," you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602P. That's R1602P, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.